top of the eighth inning. Justin Thompson facing Owen Meyer. First pitch to Owen. Strike at the knees and 0-1. It's Meyer, Corey Schoenberg, and Devin Auerbach scheduled hitters here in the eighth inning. A 9-3 Watkins lead over Spring Hill. Meyer swings at the off speed and 0-2. Now the count to Owen Meyer.
0-1, 0-2. I get it.
Owen so far today is 1-for-3. Whoa!
That hit Corey?
Line drive that went off of Austin Schoenberg, got that in the dugout again. It looked like it ricocheted off of Corey, or it ricocheted off of the edge of the dugout and got Austin Schoenberg in the dugout. Oh, someone he's shaking that left wrist.
Someone hide.
It went off of Corey's shoulder, he said.
Yeah, someone hide Ralph, wow. Eric, and Sean if Owen's batting.
That came off the bat of Owen Meyer into the dugout. The pitch is high for a ball and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch high and 2-2. It was a number of years back, Kirby, when they made it a rule that the coaches had to wear helmets out at first and third. And their proximity to the batter is a greater distance than in the dugout.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you see a lot of close calls like that. Man.
Your head in the game.
Yep, keep your head in the game. Followed back and out of play by Owen, 2-2. Owen drills this down the third baseline, and the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Corey Schoenberg has gone into the dugout now. Meyer swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
That's pretty good.
Hiding behind that little corner there, but it looks like Austin is
Corey Schoenberg
able to laugh about it in the dugout. Corey up to the plate. Here's Justin Thompson. The pitch to Schoenberg, a strike called, and 0-1. On deck, Devin Auerbach. No, we're going to get a pinch hitter. Anthony Reberman is coming into the on-deck circle. With one out, 1-1 the count to Corey. And Schoenberg drives this to right center field. Dan Berg, Kevin Kramer converge. Kramer makes the catch on right center field for the second out.
Bring rain down with that one?
That was up there, absolutely. We'll get a pinch hitter here, Anthony Reberman.
Pinch hitting.
Hitting for Devin
Anthony
Auerbach.
Reberman.
Auerbach had finished the day 1-for-3. There's a fly ball by Reberman to left field. A dive by Matthias. He can't get it. Anthony rounds first and into second with a stand-up double. First pitch hitting.
Gordon pushing the right buttons.
Punches it over the left fielder's head. And now we're going to get another pinch hitter here for the Chargers, Kirby.
Tyler Rademacher.
I'm batting. Tyler Rademacher.
Tyler Rademacher batting for Damer. And Rademacher takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Oh, on the count. Two outs. Rademacher takes the pitch for a strike and 0-2. Knees kind of buckled on that. Yeah. I don't know if Justin threw a little bit of a breaking ball, but Rademacher was not ready for that pitch. And swings and misses. Thompson sets him up as he delivers that pitch on the outside corner. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll do it for the Chargers. In the eighth, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 7.5 here in Meyer Grove, an elimination game in Region 15C. It's Watkins 9, Spring Hill 3. We're back in 1 minute.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center thrives on customer service. Whether you are looking for parts, new or used equipment, or needing service on your own equipment, we do the best we can to get you the right parts and get repairs done in a timely manner. Because we understand the frustration of breakdowns, give Dairyland Supply a call at 800-338-6455 to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Dan Berg will lead off the eighth inning for the Watkins Clippers. He and his teammates hold a 9-3 lead over Spring Hill. And the first pitch to Berg from Tyler Hoffman at the knees, strike one. Tyler on in relief of the starter. That was Ben Welly back in the fourth inning and has pitched very well. Wind picking up a little bit out of the east. And here's a ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace has it on the first. And Damer can hang on to it at first. And safe is Danny Berg.
Just dropped it on the stretch right there. Damer extended. Couldn't put it away here on the first baseman.
Chargers picking up their fourth error today.
How about Brendan?
Defensive change for Spring Hill, Randy. Jordan Welly's in at third base. Austin Schoenberg moves to left field.
And here's Brendan Ashton. Brendan, nice day. 3-for-4.
And they got 13 hits. They've got a couple nice days out there.
You bet. Lincoln Hogan has three hits. Brendan with three hits today. Carson Geislinger, a couple hits. Boy, he hits the ball hard. Does not get cheated on his swings. A couple doubles for the Clippers today. Carson Geislinger with a double. Danny Berg with a bases-clearing double. Pitch to Ashton is outside a ball, and the count at 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Lake Henry, New Munich. That game coming up here on KASM in about a half hour. Ashton drills this to left center field. That's going to go off the wall. Orrin Meyer retrieves it, and Ashton into second base with a double. Now the ball gets away from the Chargers infield. Danny Berg will score, and Ashton over to third.
What are we doing here, Randy? He was on second base. They tried a little back pick on him and threw it away. Damer was in the middle of the infield to cut for home, and another Charger error that gets that run across. Ashton picks up the double. He ends up at third.
You bet he does. So two errors.
I'm Andy Carter block.
In the inning, after two errors in the seventh inning for the Chargers. And it's now 10-3. And Carter Block takes the first pitch for a strike. There's a pitch in the dirt for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ready in the mound, Tyler Hoffman. His pitch, Block squibs this foul down the first baseline. And the count at a ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Block back into the box. Ashton leads from third, and Carter fly ball. Left field line. Austin Schoenberg there makes the catch. Here comes his throw to the plate, right on target.
a little wise decision and not to go.
Brendan Ashton and Dustin Kramer kind of sharing a little chuckle there. Wow.
He gave like the 1-2 fake step. He wasn't going for sure.
No.
You're up by a touchdown, but he looks as the ball sails in, and Nate Terrace right on the plate catches it basically like a strike over the plate.
There's a strike call to Carson Geislinger and 0-1 to Carson. Run in here in the eighth inning for Watkins. They lead 10-3. Geislinger batting with one on and one out. Pitch outside to Carson. Now one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count. The pitch, Geislinger drives it to left field. Austin Schoenberg retreating, still going back, makes the catch. This time Brendan Ashton's going to score. And it's now 11-3 on the sacrifice fly by Carson.
Deeper this time, Randy. That's why he gets the run to come across for Ashton.
Nice play by Austin out in left field. Two down. And here's Justin Thompson.
How about Justin Thompson?
Justin takes a ball low, 1-0.
I see Nolan Geislinger down there, Randy.
Uh-huh.
He's got his glove on.
Yeah.
Just wants to go play.
Thompson will follow back and out of play in the count, 1-1. Always ready.
Maybe that third out will happen, and I'll get to go play shortstop again.
There you go. Ball and a strike to Justin Thompson. Hoffman's pitch inside in 2-1. 2-1. Thompson will follow this to the backstop and 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. 14 hits for the Clippers this afternoon. Getting close to the 4 o'clock hour, and Thompson a ground ball up the middle. Dylan Gertgen will field it behind the bag. His throw not in time, and an infield single for Justin Thompson.
That was a pretty nice play. All the way up the gut like that. I mean, it's a base hit, but just letting it fly. Give it a shot.
So now, Justin Thompson going to be pinch run for
Caden Nyman.
Caden Nyman. Nyman in running. And Matt Geislinger to the plate. As Geislinger beats it on the ground to short, Jamie Terrace bobbles it once, but still gets it to Gertgen at second, and that'll end the Clippers' eighth inning. They score 2 runs on two hits. There was an error. Actually, there were 2 errors in the inning by the Chargers, and one man left on base. We have played 8, 11-3. Watkins with the lead over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Top of the ninth, top of the order for the Spring Hill Chargers. Eric Terrace will lead it off. Austin Schoenberg and Jamie Terrace, the scheduled hitters here in inning number 9. Justin Thompson got the ball, looking for a complete game this afternoon, and the pitch to Eric is low for a ball, 1-0. What's Eric done today? 3-for-4 out of that leadoff spot.
third of his team's hits.
There's a strike at the knees from Thompson, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Lake Henry, New Munich, that game coming up here on KASM. Another elimination game. Pitch a strike call to Eric, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch outside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And strike three called as Terrace gets caught looking on the funny one from Justin. Ball danced up to the plate.
How about it? Austin Schoenberg.
Bring Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin, 1-for-4 today, had a double in his last at bat. And the pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Austin got hit with that foul ball on his left arm. Pops it up in the infield. In foul ground, Carson Geislinger makes the catch for the out. Was that Nolan yelling ball, ball?
He wanted it.
He wanted it, but come on. Was right underneath it.
I want to play.
And two outs.
We got a pinch hitter here, Randy. Tyler Reverman pinch hitting for Jamie Terrace.
Tyler Reverman.
Tyler Reverman into the batter's box. Pitch high to Tyler. And 1-0. Reverman will take a strike at the knees, and one ball, one strike. One and one. Thompson's breaking ball. That goes over the head of Tyler Reverman. And now two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count. Pitch high and outside, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch. Fouled to the backstop, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on for the Chargers here in the ninth inning. Clippers and out away from playing next weekend.
There it is.
Pitch strike three called, and Reverman gets caught looking. That will do it here this afternoon as the Watkins Clippers defeat the Spring Hill Chargers by a score of 11-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for Spring Hill in the ninth. Your final again, 11-3 Watkins. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, and we'll be back and wrap this one up. Get ready for game number three today. Back in 3 minutes.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Randy and Kirby back with you in Meyer Grove. Our game's gone final here this afternoon. And an elimination game. Watkins defeats and eliminates Spring Hill from further action this year, 11-3. Nice day for the Clippers and their pitcher, Justin Thompson, Kirby.
Ooh, was he good, huh? Goes the distance, all nine, strikes out, I think I had 11, Randy. Gave up a couple runs. Two of them were unearned. I think that last one would have been earned, but he was pretty good today.
Yes, he was. Thompson will pick up the win for the Clippers going the distance. 11 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. They left 10 men on base. 3 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors for Spring Hill, and they left 8 men on base. Ben Welly will take the loss, the starter for Spring Hill. So with the win, Watkins will await.
Lux. They get Lux.
They get Luxembourg, actually. Yep. Yeah, they
It'll
do get
fun.
Luxembourg. That game will come up next Saturday at 12 noon.
So that means two final weekend tournament teams last year, Randy, Lux and Watkins, playing in an elimination game. So one of them's not going to make it.
Yeah.
That's next Saturday at noon, and that's going to be a dandy.
You bet it will be. We'll have those ball games. The game upcoming here, New Munich and Lake Henry, that winner gets Richmond next Saturday at 2:30. Right here in Meyer Grove. I want to thank our sponsors. Oh, we got to make sure we mention our coveted cap player of the game, Kirby. And Watkins had enough hits to go around, 15 hits in their lineup today. And
well, who had the most?
Well, Brendan Ashton, he had 4 hits.
Well, then he gets the hat.
He gets the hat. He gets had a double. He had multiple RBIs today. So, Brendan, congratulations. You are our player of the game. You get your coveted chasm cap. Compliments Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. All right. Thank you to our sponsors, Lewis Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone, BNS Excavating, Buyer Built, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance, the fine folks over at Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady's Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM of Waite Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond, A&W. Bringing us amateur baseball today, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, and Grove Mutual Insurance. All right, we're going to take a probably a half-hour break here, Angela. We have Lake Henry and New Munich coming up next here on KASM. We'll let you do your thing back at the station, and we'll be back here in about a half hour.